Now to the Mishnah Torah, Perek Shvi, in the 7th chapter. It's on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis in most standard Rambams. Holer Shus Kaladim the Sunalo, Kama Shibayarno. Since everyone has free will, as we explained, Yishtad Aladim Lasa Shuva, Lazadis Befiv Mechatov, a person should make every effort to do tshuva, to confess verbally to his sins, Ulinar Kapov Mechatov, to shake his hands from his sins, Kedishyamas Vubal Tshuva, so that when he dies he should be a Baal Tshuva, he should be forgiven for all of his sins. V'yizkelechai elov abba, and he'll merit the life of the world to come. Beis, la'olam yir adam atzma kilu not l'amuz. The person should always think that he's perhaps about to die. V'shem ha'yamuz b'shaitu, he might die immediately. V'nim tzomad b'chatol, and he'll remain standing in a state of sin. V'fikach yashu b'chatov miyad, that's why you should repent immediately from your sins. V'l'yamuz k'shaskin ashuv, he shouldn't say, when I get old I'll repent. Maybe he'll die before he'll get old. King Solomon says in his wisdom, your clothing should always be white. You should always be pure. Don't think that tshuva is only from sins that have an action. For example, znus, vegezel, ugneva, sexual immorality, robbing, stealing. Just like you have to do tshuva from those things. You have to search your bad character. To repent from anger, from hatred, from jealousy, from ridiculing others, from pursuing money, and honor, pursuing food, and so on. From all of these things you have to repent. These sins that are sins of character are more difficult than the ones that have an action. If you're sunk into these things, these bad characteristics, it's harder to separate yourself from them. So it says, Yazav Rasha Vigomer, let the wicked man forsake his ways and the bad man his thoughts, meaning even the bad thoughts, even the bad characteristics, you have to repent from. Dalit. But Yidam Adam Bal Tshuva Shumaruchim Wal Satsadikim Mipmei Avonis V'Chatal Sha'asa. A person who does tshuva should not think that he's very far from the level of the really righteous people because of the sins that he did, and a double case, the matter is not so. He's beloved by God as if he would have never sinned. Not only this, he has a great reward. He tasted sin, he separated himself from it, and he is controlling his evil impulse. The sages said, the place where the people who repent stand, a complete, perfect tzaddik cannot stand. The level of Baal Tshuva is greater than those who've never sinned at all. They have to control their evil impulse more than the people who never sinned, because they experienced evil, and they have to force themselves not to give in again. All of the prophets commanded that we repent. The Jewish people will be redeemed only through repentance. The Torah has promised us that at the end of the exile the Jews would repent and be redeemed. It says, when all of these prophecies describing the exile will come true, you'll return to Hashem your God, and Hashem will return your captives and the exile will end. A tshuva is great that it makes a person close to the divine presence. Shinevaz it says, Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem alakecha, return Israel until the Lord your God. V'nemar, it says, V'loshavta madai, you didn't return to me, Num Hashem, says God. V'nemar, it says, V'toshav Yisrael Num Hashem, Eilai toshuv, if you return, O Israel, says God, to me you shall return. Klomar, tifsu b'tshuva b'tidbuk, that means, if you repent and do tshuva, you will cleave to me. Tshuva v'karev es esrachokim, tshuva makes near those that were far. Yesterday, this person was hated by God. He was abominable. He was far. He was disgusting. By Yomim today, now that he's done tshuva, oh, ben Achmad, korav yadid. He's beloved. He's precious. He's close. He's a good friend. You find that the same expression that Hashem uses to distance himself from the sinners, or to distance the sinners from him, with the same expression, he brings near those that repent. whether they're individuals or whether they're a community. So that was, it says, that it shall be, instead of the Jews being called my no people, not my people, instead it will be said, you are the sons of the living God. It says concerning King Yechonyahu when he was wicked, that this man will be cut out. He's a man who will have no success in his days. Even if he'd be on my right hand, he'd be destroyed. However, the Kivan Sheshav, once he repented, Bigaluso in his exile, it says concerning Zerubbabel his son, on that day, says Hashem, the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, my servant, says God, and I'll make you like my signet. So the same expression, when Yoyakim would be discarded, even if he was a signet, is used when his descendant, as Chuvan, is holy, that he will be taken as a signet at the hand of God. Zayin kama mulamar zechuva. How great is the level of tshuva? Emeshay is that moved on Hashem alkei Israel. Yesterday the sinner was separated from the God of Israel. Shneimaj it says, avanosechem ayim avdilam beneichem lebein alkeichem. Your sins separate between you and your God. Tzoik v'nenena, he cries out and he's not answered. Shneimaj it says, kisar b'tfila v'gomer, even if you pray a lot, you will not be answered. V'yosem mitzvah tov and also the fun of when he does a mitzvah, it's thrown back at his face. Shadamaz, it says, me bikazos miyam chamurmos chatzerai. Who asked this from you to trample my courtyard? Who asks you to come to the temple? Mi gam bachem viyaskud lasai v'gomer. Who needs you? We could close the doors, and you don't have to come here. Because even his good deeds are rejected. Hayom, humudbak v'shchina. But today, after he does tshuva, he's cleaving to the divine presence. Shadamaz, vatamad vekam Hashem alakecham. You that are cleaving to Hashem, your God. So at Venena, when he cries out, he is answered. Miyad, immediately. Shneimaz it says, "Vayeter mi yikra avaniyena." Before they even call out, I will answer them. He does mitzvahs and they accept it with pleasure and joy. Shneimaz it says, "Ki kvar rotz elokim masecha." God has found favor with your actions. They desire the good deeds of the Baal Tshuva. Shneimaz it says, "Varvel Hashem minchas Yehuda v'yishlayim kmei olam." That it shall be pleasant to God the offering of Yehuda and Jerusalem as in the old days. Uchasharim kadmonios and as in the ancient years. Lacha ches. Balichuva dakli shvelim vadovim b'yeser. A person who has done tshuva will be very low and humble. Chafrol son haksilim v'maseim arishonim. If fools curse them because of their evil first acts. V'yomulahem, and they said to them, Emesh ha'isa osakach v'kach, Emesh ha'isa makach v'kach. Yesterday used to do such and such. Yesterday used to say such and such. Ayagishlam, they shouldn't even feel this. Alashamim, they should hear it and rejoice. They should know this is a merit to them that they're not getting upset and not getting angry. So Kozman Shimboshim Masayim, for as long as they, on the contrary, feel embarrassed by what they did, Shavru in the past. They feel humiliated, Zuchusim Ruba, so they get more merit. Umalasim is Gedalas, so their quality increases. It's an absolute sin to say to a Baal Tshuva, remember your first deeds. Or let's give in front of, or to mention them in front of him, in order to humiliate him. Even if you don't mention it directly, you mention things that are similar to the sins that he used to do in order to remind him, to hint at it. A kolaser, it's all forbidden. And this is included in the prohibition about hurting people with words. Shazir Torah, which the Torah forbade. Shinamas, it says, do not afflict one man his friend. That's referring to cruel words that you're not supposed to direct towards other people.